The World This Week, Business.
More swinging job cuts were announced in the aviation business, an industry that has been hammered by the restrictions on travel. General Electric said 13,000 jobs would go in its aviation division. Rolls-Royce, which makes engines for Boeing and Airbus, was reportedly considering 8,000 layoffs. Virgin Atlantic announced plans to reduce its workforce by a third and close its operations at London Gatwick. And Ryanair said it would reduce its headcount by 15%. Michael O'Leary, Ryanair's abrasive boss, criticised the recent government rescues of Air France, KLM and other carriers as state aid doping for weak airlines. Adding to the gloom, Warren Buffett's investment company dumped the stock it held in America's four biggest airlines. Berkshire Hathaway recorded an almost $50 billion net loss in the first quarter as its portfolio of shares took a pounding during the stock market rout. Boeing, meanwhile, successfully closed a $25 billion bond offering. Because of the robust demand in markets for its debt, the aerospace company does not anticipate having to turn to the government for aid. It is cutting 10% of its workforce and curbing production. Alan Joyce, the chief executive of Qantas, said that it will take years for international travel to recover from the crisis. The Australian airline has shelved plans for non-stop flights from Australia to New York and London that were due to begin in 2022. Airbnb forecast a 50% slump in annual revenue and said it would cut its workforce by a quarter. The online home rental firm thinks coronavirus will forever change its market because people want to travel to places that are closer to home and relatively safe. Airbnb had been expected to float its shares on the stock market this year. Just 4,321 new cars were registered in Britain last month, a drop of 97% compared with April 2019, according to the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. The Italian and Spanish markets saw similar declines. In Germany, registrations were down by 61%, and in France, sales fell by 89%. That stands in stark contrast to China, where, according to a Volkswagen official, the car market has rebounded. Hertz was granted a reprieve from bankruptcy when a group of creditors extended the deadline for a missed debt payment. The car rental company has seen its business collapse as airports shut shop.